In a small village named Pebblebrick, something strange happened one sunny morning. The park had changed overnight. The grey stones were now bright and colourful. There were stones shaped like smiling suns, funny monkeys, and even a dragon that looked like Mr. Hootington, the owl. The villagers wondered who painted these stones. The villagers talked about who the artist could be. Mrs. Baker thought it might be the squirrels. "They are always creative," she said. "Benny," the squirrel said, "I'm too busy gathering nuts for winter." Everyone laughed. Three friends, Tom, Zadie, and Marco, wanted to find out who painted the stones. They took a magnifying glass and a basket of sandwiches. They asked everyone in the village if they saw anything strange, even the chickens, who just clucked. One day, they found a hidden alley behind the library. They saw Miss Ethel, the shy artist, painting a giant stone like a watermelon. Marco shouted, "What a masterpiece!" Miss Ethel explained she painted the stones to make people happy. She wanted to have an art festival called Pebblefest. The villagers loved the idea and celebrated with music, color, and laughter. Now, every year, they have Pebblefest to celebrate joy and creativity.